It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is our political analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the week's top regional news stories. We learned this week that U.S. Congressman John Dingell will not run for re-election. Jack, you go way back with Congressman Dingell. If you could sum up his many decades of service in just a few words, what would you say?
Well, in a way, relentless. I mean, he was used to have the nickname the truck. When he thought something was the right thing to do, he was sort of like a truck going through a brick wall, although he told me on more than one occasion he always tried to get the best possible bill that was politically possible. He didn't believe in tilting at windmills or making ideological statements.
How would you feel about his wife, Debbie, stepping into his shoes?
Well, she's certainly the strongest candidate on paper. I mean, she has this famous name. Not only Dingell, but his father before him have been congressmen from this district since 1932. Of course, the boundaries have changed, but there's been a Dingell since the beginning of 1933 in Washington from Michigan. She is the famous name, and she's very well known in the district. My only wonder is whether there will be any significant opposition.
Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage is under the microscope in federal court here. Among the foes, African-American churches. Now, it would seem that a group that knows all too well how it feels to be the subject of discrimination might have a different viewpoint. Wouldn't you think so, Jack?
This goes to a very interesting issue that sort of is an anomaly in our politics. African-Americans who tend to be politically liberal, they've been great beneficiaries of the welfare state, for example, are often socially conservative. They tend to be religious, sort of fundamentalist Christians. And, of course, anytime religion is injected into something, it changes a lot of parameters. But I think we do well to remember that the United States is a secular country, not a religious country. It promises freedom both for all religions, but also freedom from religion. And as various judges have ruled, whatever your religious beliefs, they don't really have place in a constitutional dispute.
Michiganders don't always voluntarily comply with an internet sales tax declaration on their returns, so state lawmakers are considering a proposal to make sure we don't slip out from under that requirement. Is it about time the loophole was tightened, Jack?
Well, certainly Governor Snyder thinks so. He's been probably the prime person pushing this. You would think that from the standpoint of fairness to both brick-and-mortar type store owners and to internet people and people who, the state of Michigan, who stands to benefit from internet sales, it is a matter of fairness. But my big question is, you can pass a law, but how do you compel it? Obviously, if somebody is doing major wholesale transactions with an internet firm, that might be pretty easy to police. But if I buy a paperback book on Amazon, how would they have the manpower to efficiently check and come and get my $1.04 from me?
Yeah. Well, Jack, have fun out on the tundra this weekend. Thanks so much.
As long as I still have my $1.04, I'm set, Rena.